Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at some stories that may move the markets today. World Health Organization officials today say that there may have been limited human-to-human transmission of the H7N9 virus that is plaguing China. As of Sunday, the virus has killed 20 people and infested 102 people. Shanghai has seen new cases slow in the past 10 days, in spite of more new cases elsewhere in the country. In terms of the loss economically, it is starting to emerge of what the bird flu is doing in China, with the poultry industry losses hitting over $2 billion in less than a month, and a fall in corn and soybean imports is likely to be just over the horizon. Losses include culling birds due to a lack of buyers and to control the spread of the virus, and selling at below cost due to reduced demand. China produces around 17 million tons of poultry meat annually, and a potential 5% reduction can reduce corn feed demand by 2.25 million metric tons. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Phil Tseng says U.S. beef sales to Japan have improved and will keep growing. The latest figures show year-on-year beef exports to Japan from mid-March to mid-April rose over 22%, from just over 32,000 to 39,000 metric tons. And that's only the beginning, according to U.S. industry officials, who are projecting a year-on-year increase of 45% to 217,000 metric tons this year. The ultimate goal is to regain the U.S.'s 2003 pre-mad cow disease 33% share of Japan's beef import market. New Zealand's farmers are relieved that a deluge has ended the country's most widespread drought in 30 years. Rain continued to fall today in a downpour that has lasted 3 days. Farmers estimate that they have lost in export earnings $1.7 billion after they reduced their herds and cut back on milk production due to the drought. A survey of business economists released today says that Washington's belt tightening is having a minimal effect on businesses. The survey by the National Association for Business Economics asked how higher taxes and lower government spending had affected businesses in the first 3 months of the year. 93% of respondents said the political developments had no effect on employment levels in the first quarter, and 95% said they had no impact on capital spending plans. 16% said the higher taxes and lower government spending had hurt sales.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Mike Zuzulo has been an Illinois Public Media agricultural business partner for more than a decade.
It was something that was very special back then, but I can only say over the course of the last 15 or 16 years, it's only gotten more special. And I think it goes back to the independence of Will Media, WILL Media, that you have such an independent, unique voice in agriculture, really like no other that I know of. And I think that's the whole heart and soul of why people continue to come to meetings, continue to listen, but we have to continue to support Will Media in order to make it grow and keep it viable. The Will Media has to be at the top of the list as far as expenses and in your budget.
Join Mike Zuzulo in helping Illinois Public Media agriculture grow. Go to your phone now and make your $100 pledge. The number to call is 217-244-9455 pledge online at willpledge.org.
And know when you are making that $100 pledge, you are indeed entering into a partnership. It's more than a gift. Your dollars actually are what sustain this service. It makes the service possible. It makes all the things that we do for you in providing you the information that you need possible. Les Schulte alongside, it is a partnership.
It really is, Dave. It's a partnership that grows, that allows us to expand these services. I mean, we have our on-air reports and services as extensive as anybody does in the area, I believe. And also, we have our off-air services, like our website. You can go there. You can get podcasts and downloads of past reports. You can also get our e-newsletter, which is, I think we send out, 3,200 of those a week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you can sign up for that. That's entirely free. And it all is made possible because friends just like you make contributions. And we also have a challenge going on, an ag challenge during the spring drive. We have a group of loyal ag supporters who've kind of banded together to make an ag challenge fund pool. There's $3,700 in that
pool,
Dave.
Wait a minute. Did you say $3,700?
Yeah, I did. And it's very generous. They've come together. They've created this pool. And they said we can add that amount to our pledge total when we hear from 150 other pledgers, people during the spring drive will make their pledge of support and mention ag as one of the services they support. We have 139 to go. It'd be nice if we can knock off another five or six right now by calling 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. We want to thank Risk Management Commodities and the Andersons. They're part of that ag challenge pool who have made this $3,700 pool possible. So thank them. Thank you for your support.
Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading right now in Kansas City. May wheat at 7:30 1/4, down 15 3/4. May wheat in Chicago, 6:93 3/4, down 15 1/4. May corn at 6:46 3/4, down 5 1/4. December at 5:33 3/4, down 13 1/4. May soybeans are 14:16 1/4, down 12. November at 12:04 3/4, down 8 1/4. May soybean meal, 4:10 40, down $2. May soybean oil at 48.57, down 59 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
And Kurt and Bates Commodities, Pete Manhart over there as well, part of the Ag Fund Challenge, one of the fine business organizations, business partners that we have who are stepping forward and contributing toward the $3,700 that we will receive when we hear from 150 people. Why was it important for you to do that?
Well, we feel you're a real asset to the ag sector. It takes a lot of heat off us, per se, whenever there is some news or information. You're there to provide it. It sort of helps the information flow to the people who are interested in it. And then we think you guys do a real good job, and hate to see you fall victim to funding cuts and these other programs that's been become antiques or retired. And so we'd like to keep you going there, Dave, so you can keep people informed what's going on news and information-wise.
217-244-9455, the number to call. Let's go ahead and jump in the market. It's a little bit of a bearish tone to the market this morning, it seems like.
Well, there's not a whole lot of enthusiasm. The market ran to some resistant points there last week and sort of fulfilled a little bit of an upside challenge there on the most part. Weekend news, no real robust bullishness coming forward. We did sell some beans, new crop beans, 174,000 tons to China. They'll go on and continue to be buyers. There's ideas they're going to need anywhere from 59 to 63 million metric tons beans, so they're going to be in the marketplace taking advantage of price breaks here. But probably the main news front center here is a little warmer, drier forecast once we get past Tuesday's rain event, Dave.
So we'll see how much rain gets dumped on us and how long it takes for us to dry down. But a lot of people itching to get into the fields. Do you suspect that that's going to be the case by the end of the week?
Well, we'll see how the moisture unwinds in through here. When you look at the big picture here, you know, it's devastating if you're looking out your window and seeing some sizable ponds to work with. As of right now, you know, if it does warm up, they'll help out a lot. Trade sort of focusing that, you know, we're not going to make a whole lot of headway this week or even next week. But as we go into May in here, the forecast is a little bit more beneficial. And past history kind of suggests that if we can get a good chunk of the corn crop in by May 12th or 14th, we're still in pretty good shape to achieve trend line yields.
What we will see this afternoon, I suppose, on the crop progress report is that we are, even from a five-year historical standpoint, a little bit behind, which keeps a potential for a weather play in mind. But as you say, we can put a lot of corn in the ground really fast.
Yeah, today, you know, the trade has great confidence in the American producer. He is geared up to cover a lot of ground in a short period of time. You know, when you visit with producers, they reinvested in machinery. You know, they can cover a wide area in a heartbeat. You know, I don't know if you've been around a tractor any time soon, but they do have lights on it, and they can go almost all night long, Dave.
So what factors are you looking at that should influence the market other than what we've talked about? Are there others that we should be aware of this week?
Well, factors, probably the main thing is two items. It continues to be something we've discovered is we've lost, you know, a lot of demand. You know, the fear is it's going to take some time to rebuild this demand base. End users have found alternative sources and taken downtime and so forth. Hopefully we're not losing market share like we have been in the bean complex to the southern hemisphere. But for the most part, the demand it continues to be front and center here. We've really seen this demand base shrink a lot, and it's going to take some time to rebuild that. The other half of the equation, we feel, is investor confidence. When you look at the people who've got the big money, who wants to get in and out of the marketplace, they're just not too excited about the commodity sector on the grain side of the equation just right at the moment. If you go back a year ago, they started beating the drought drum, the bullish news all through the growing season to the last fall. That investor confidence is wore out from that, and they're looking at other things right now. So it's going to take some type of catalyst in here to get the public sector or the investor sector back on the buy side at least.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois, coming up on the end of our morning time for agriculture very soon. Wanted to get a quick update on where we might stand on that challenge list.
Well, we have 138 to go. We want to thank Jim and Janet Allman from Kankakee. Thank you very much. And Fred and Sandra Newport from Champaign. They've made pledges of support, mentioned that
thank
agriculture
you.
Is one of the things that they appreciate here on WILL. Why don't you join them right now when we hit that 150 mark for agriculture during this spring pledge period? We can add that $3,700 to
huge.
Our pledge total, that Ag Fund Challenge made possible by Strategic Farm Marketing and Ag Review of Morton, just a couple of the businesses that have gone together to make this Ag Fund Challenge possible. And so take them up on it. Call right now. Call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org.
Yeah, do it before you go out into the fields later this week and start planting. Mm-hmm. You're probably sitting in your shed right now with a coffee cup in hand thinking, man, I can't wait to get out. Well, pick up that cell phone out of your pocket. Give us a call. Get it out of the way. 217-244-9455. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.